Okay, Parashat Mishpatim, Dov Chinayim Bom. Ve'eile ha-mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. And these are the mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. Rashi, in the beginning of the Parashat, called Mokum Shinam Eile, Posel es ha-rishoinois. Whenever it says the word Eile, it's coming to get rid of, well, you know, disregard the first things that we talked about. Kilo, we're going on to a new topic. Ve'ela, but with the vav is a moisif ala rishoinus. Maharishoinim misinai, af elu misinai. Just like the rishoinim was referring to the last week's parasha was misinai, af elu misinai. So the obvious kasha is, first of all, what's the point of going ma'elu misinat elu misinat? Of course, where else is it coming from? Misinat. Where else is everything coming from? Secondly, what's the emphasis of Sinai? Ma'elu misinat seems to be a deeper emphasis of Sinai. Ma'elu misinat. Rashi continues in the same Rashi, but it's the same Divya Maskel. And it goes on to a whole, like another Indian, which L'choyer needs beer. V'loma nismecha pashas din in l'pashas mizbeach. Rashi, V'loma, like it's a hemshech of the Rashi. V'loma nismecha pashas din in l'pashas mizbeach. Why, at the end of pashas he saw dealt with the mizbeach. V'loma nismecha pashas din in l'pashas mizbeach. Loi melecha, to teach us, shetosim sanhedrin eitzel ha-migdash. That the place that was supposed to put the Sanhedrin is by the Beis HaMikdash. First kasha is, why is Rashi seemingly grouped this together with what he spoke about before? Secondly, what's the inyan that the Sanhedrin should be next to the Mizbeach? Let's continue. Asher tosim lifnehem, Rashi says, Hashem tells Moshe, "Asher tosim lifneihem, lo tal al daitcha. Do not think loy me eshlam perek va'aloch beizagim upamim. Asher tesudur befineihem bekishnasa. Ve'eni matzricha atzmi la'avinu tam ehadav peirushon. I'm not trying to. I won't give them the tam hadav peirushon." It has to be given over like a shulchan aruch, like something that's easy, they can eat mamish, they can dig their teeth into it ready. That's how you should give over the Torah or the mishpatim. It also needs beer exactly what's the havin of Moshe and what is the Kodesh Baruch telling. No, you have to give it over like a shulchan aruch, muchan lechol. The next kasha is the next Rashi. Lifnehem. Eila mishpat asher tosim lifnehem. So Rashi v'loy lifnei oyvei kechavim. And not in front of oyvei kechavim. U'mazolos. Afilu yodat b'din echot sheim donon oysa k'din in Yisrael. Al tevi'eo be'akoy shalahem. Even if you know that that's klar. That if the goyim don't have the same halal laws as we, you can't bring it. But even if it's the same exact law, don't bring it in their arkois, don't go to goyish courts. So Rashi shamevi din Yisrael of the oivikachom azolos machalal es Hashem. A person who goes to the goyish court, even if it's the same exact case, the same exact psak din, you go to a court, their kois, ashalahem. It doesn't only mean by goyim, it could be even in a country that has court system that's not Torah. Mechalal es Hashem. It's a chilul Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. Why is the chilav? Doesn't say why is the chilav? The ma'isi. This is they pass it the same way as we pass it. What is it? Umiyakas Hashem alakim laashpicham kiloyitzkis rotsuva kiven filidim. that needs beer. What's the chilul Hashem? If you do, they don't charge, but they're charging exactly what's the same outcome. What's the chilul Hashem? And the last question for now, Rabbi Sai. The first of the mishpatim is very interesting. Ki sikna evil ivri sheishonim ta'avoid. 6 years he works for you. Ya'avoid v'shviyis yetzei l'chov shichinim. And the 70 he goes out. The mishpatim, we start the eila mishpatim. These are the mishpatim. Shetosim l'fneiem. Moshe Rabbeinu is now going to teach them the mishpatim. And the first one we start off with, the first one, Ki sikna evid ivri, says Chazal, we're talking about somebody that stole money and he couldn't pay back, Rashi brings. Here we're not talking about Moichu Bezdin, we're talking about Moichu Atzim, we're talking about Moichu Bezdin, because he stole, he didn't have what to pay back, and we put him into slavery. Why is that chosen as the Haschol and Moshe Rabbeinu sitting down to teach clients of the Mishpatim? He starts with the Inyan of Kisikna Eved Ivri, a case of a person stole and has to be sold into slavery. Why is that chosen to be the first one? And the Yisoid Rabbeisai HaGodol from here, I think the message is very, very Yisoidistic. The Rami Bar Tudura, in the beginning of Avos, on the Mishnah, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai Umisarol Yoshua. The Rabbi Bar Tanura asked the question, what is the chidush of the Mishnah in Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai? What does he have to tell us that Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai? Says the Rabbi Big Yisoy, because the whole, a lot of Masechta Avos is midos, is hanhogis, is interaction, interpersonal relationships. And we would think that these type of interpersonal relationships, how should we deal with others, is something that the Chachamim bodu milibo. They made up themselves. They're smart men, intellectual men, men of understanding. They came along with a code system of how to behave, proper etiquette for the modern Jew, by Professor Harry Wilhelm. So maybe the Chacham made a book of proper etiquette, characteristics, proper characteristic traits, how to behave when in public. So the Rav, the Mishnah is coming to tell us, Moshe Kibel Torah Misina, that the Midos, and the Midos, how to act, the behavior pattern, the interpersonal relationships, it's not Chachomim, it's Moshe Kibel Torah Misina, it's Sinaidik. And I thought to myself, this is the Pshan and Rashi also. What are the mishpatim? The Gemara says in Yom Chavches, there's chukim u'mishpatim. Chukim are dvarim that we don't understand the reason for. Shatnez, a mishpat is something that we understand the reason. Eidu mashpat she'tosim lifneim. Moshe is going to give them a tam. Asher tosim lifnei, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give them a tam. He's going to explain them the reasons. And they have to understand the reasoning for it. That's what a mishpat is, we want to understand the reason. That's why it has to be Asher tosim lifnei. Because there's a reason, we want you to understand the reason. But you have to understand that these morally correct halos, which is say, Parash Mishpatim, is all about inyonim of damages of how we deal with our neighbors and people around us in damages in all different interactions, which is something the Choyra that the Goyim also wrote books about, the Marabi codes, and this, governments have rules. If they wouldn't have rules, as the Mishnah says, Ish es chayim b'leihu. There's rules and regulations by everyone. But we have to understand, Rabbi, say, big yisoid. Ve'eila ha-mishpatim. This is not just laws of how to make, to create a society that we can live together. They are not just interactive laws that we can live with each other, not be at another person's throat. This is Sinai. Ma'elu mi-Sinai, af-elu mi-Sinai. It's a whole different world, Rabbi. It's a whole different hanhaga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands and set forth laws of interpersonal relationships, of hanhogis, of inyonim, of damages that's way, way above the human seichel. Because it's from Sinai. And at Sinai, we are a mamleches koyhanim v'goy kadosh. We're a nation that's uplifted among above the rest. We're godly like. That's because we saw and we were in the presence of the Yibayin Shalom b'fnei Atzo, Atzmoy Ato, Horeso, Lodas, Ki Hashem, Hu Elokim, Ein Oid Milvadoi, says Rashi, Pashva Eschonon, Hashem, at Sinai opened the clouds, and everybody saw the Eibishta b'fnei Chvoido, b'fnei Atzmoy. It was a revelation of God Himself, and the point was that we're here to emulate Him, and therefore it's a different whole system. There's no shaykhs whatsoever. It's an uplifting kedusha dika, moral codes, morally correct for a mamleches koyin and v'koy kodesh, for a great, great people. And that's why Rashi continues in the Hamshach Rashi. The lomas of nisvecha pashas din lepashim is beyach. Rashi was out skipping a beat. Why is the din next to pashim is beyach? Loim alachosh etosim Sanhedrin etzam is beyach. Put the Sanhedrin by the mizbeach. Ma'in shmita. What are they doing in the mizbeach? The Sanhedrin. This is judging cases and this is korbanis. Because the Yisod is beautiful with you. The field was saying the Yisod of a Mishpat is godly like, is Kedusha. Rabbi, you're mixing up your topics here. Kedusha, that's Beis HaMikdash. This is a guy stole from his friend, pay the money back. Kedusha, mixing up the topic. Ear of Parashis, Yeshko. No, Ear of Parashis. It's one and the same. Because the same way as we a korbanis is in of kedusha, our interaction and relationship with other people is in inside kedusha. The kedusha of a person, the God, the greatness, the holiness of a person that he's created the tzelem elokim, and the yid is a higher darga. And that's what we have to understand, the time, we have to understand the reasoning, we have to understand what Rabbeinu has to put it in front of us, like a Shulchan Aruch, to understand that this is a different, not like we understand morally correct. It's much deeper than morally correct. It's something that we have to understand that we are a people on a much higher level. As the old commercial used to go for Hebrew National hot dogs. We're different. We have to answer to a higher authority. The flashing kosher sign. But we're different, boys. And not only in the way what we eat. And not only in our kedusha and other areas, but in our interpersonal relationships, there's a kedusha, there's an understanding of kedusha, of holiness. That every person is holy, every person is unique, every person's great, has a greatness to them. They're shach to Sinai. And that's why it's in of Sinai, what the Gemara says, Lama nikra Sinai, sheyoldo sino l'umois ha'oilam, and the Chazal says, the umos ha'oilam hated us, why are they hating us? What do they want from us? You guys got just 7 mitzvahs, go party, what's the problem? The nation just got 613 mitzvahs. They can't tie their shoelace without thinking what how to do it. You get up in the morning, what do I got to do now? How do I tie my shoelace? They just got 7 minutes, just stay out of the way. Don't kill anybody. You'll be okay. You'll get into the next world. These guys, your shoelace, what about your tie, your this, your that. Everything. Leave the, what are you, what's the jealousy? The jealousy, it wasn't just a matter of numbers, Rabbi Sai. It was an upliftingness, a hierarchy. We uplifted to a level of being a great nation. They were jealous of that upliftingness, of that greatness. Sinai. Moas from Sinai have a godliness, a holiness to them. And that's what the Sanhedrin is there, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu has to explain the reasoning. Explain them out of soif to understand the sweetness and the greatness of who they are and what's the mitzvah about. It's not just stammer world codes. And now we understand beautifully. You go to a Goyish Kohen and you try to equate our dinim with them, Rabbi Yisai. It's two different worlds.
It sounds, oh, what do you mean? We have judges, they have judges. Stanley Fisher, will you please, puts on his stupid robe. The guy in the back room, he's playing, he's gambling as he comes in and he took a little shot before he came in. Okay, order in the court. Excuse me, said judge. There's no one here yet. Okay, I just must have came a little too early. I had too much to drink. But he also has to pass it, he has to decide the case. The guy comes in with a speeding ticket. He saw him a few minutes before, down the block, gave him $200. Go free! No problem. I don't believe you sped. The policeman must be drunk like I am. We know the Gemara Seif Makis, even take a small little present. So careful. The judges would do it with donning something so holy, Rabbi Sa. So you take the court case to the Goyish court system, Rabbi Sa. You're blasphemizing. You call a chil Hashem. What's a chil mean? A chil is there's a vacuum, there's a hole there. That's chilul, because it's missing the whole yisoid. The whole yisoid to understand what our mishpatim are, our laws are. Ki sikne evid ivri, sheik shonim tavos. The Torah gives an example. Okay, we're starting off the ground. Who we're going to talk about? The great Jew. Who is he? This rob guy steals. He doesn't have money. He steals. He robs. What do we talk about him first? Because if you look at the halachas of an Eved Ivri, you understand from here the greatness of how we approach the whole topic of din. Kisikna Eved Ivri, we buy an Eved Ivri. Who's this Eved Ivri? Tzadik Yisoyed Oilam? No, a Russian Marusha. He heard on Hasina like Signa Eved Ivri when he stole. He's a lowly guy. He's a low life. This low life, the Torah takes right to him, and the Torah explains how we're supposed to treat him. Ki sikne evid ivri, sheishom davoy, v'bashviz, yetzi l'chofshi chinam. Rashi says, l'chofshi, l'cheirus. But Rashi says, l'cheirus means, You could have had him till now. He was under you. Now he's totally a free man. Don't remind him. Don't have any shot. Treat him as a gadol now. He had a certain time by you as your eved. Now he goes complete chayrus. He's a free man to be treated that way. In Bali shot you. If he's a married man, as he comes into you, for yotza ishto imoy, his wife goes out with him. Frek Rashi, what's his wife doing there? He's the guy who has to work. What's she doing there? Frek Rashi, v'chimi hichlisa shadeite. El magid ha-kosif, sha-koine evit ivri, chayev v'mezoynes ishtu yabon. You buy an evit ivri, gotta support the whole family. Huh? What did I do wrong? This guy messed up, stole, he has no money. Too bad. Let the woman work a little bit. Get her out, she'll be a sheitel macha. What does she want? What do you want? What's the pshat?
Teretz is because he can't support his family. The man's mother. Maybe she could, but she's not responsible. You have him. You bought the Evan Ivri. He sold it. Take care of him. Take care of his family. It's way above the beyond the call of duty. For who?
For an Evan Ivri who's a lowlife. He went and stole. He went against the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Take care of him. The Gemara Kiddushin says that you have to treat your Evan even better than you. You have two pillows or one pillow. Two pillows. Everybody gets a pillow. But you have only one pillow, Rabbi Zai. You know who gets it? Get on the ground, sir. Give it to the lowly Evid. He gets it. You have to treat him, mamish, like a king. He might have to do work for you. You treat him, mamish, like a king. Because we understand, Rabbi Zai, that even that lowly Evid is a holy individual. But the goyim is a lowlife. Lock him up and throw it at a key. Put him in the slammer, and he shouldn't step out of there. Let him be roughed up a little bit by all those schwarzes. Let him see how he comes out. He'll learn, okay? Put him in there. Let him be there at night with those black guys. You know, he's a little scrawny little kid. He comes in there, 6 foot guys. Hey, what are you in here for? Well, I wasn't so careful with my taxes. Hey, what are you in here? Murder! And people don't like to sleep on my bed. You should know that. Put him in there with a slam. This guy just, he wasn't, you know, a little tax evasion. That's it. He's in there with this guy, 6 foot six. I've killed 75 people. Huh? Can you put me in a different room? This guy's 6 foot, 6 foot eight, 470 pounds. You don't get it his way. You put him in a slammer like and he sleeps on the floor. And I don't want to tell you, a guy once told me he had to go and he made a mistake, whatever it was. He was once pulled over. They put him in a bayside. I don't want to tell you the arrangements. Take me back to the much Shlomo caravans. Much better. I have to use the. Everybody doesn't have to watch. There's no mechitzis. He goes to the little hole in the corner. And, you know, maybe get that 6 foot eight guy to block you out. He sits in the corner like a mamish, a venom, like a piece of garbage. They throw him down. Oh, wow, this guy feels good when he comes out. Take the Evan Ivri. Yeah, I only have one pillow. I'm going to sleep on straw tonight. Here's the pillow. You give him everything that you, if you have it, you give it to him. You treat him, and he's not supposed to make sure he doesn't do avoid his perach, things that you really don't need. You're not allowed to ask him. You have to treat him with the heart. Why? Because we, by the goyim, they see a lowlife. That's all they see. The guy stole. The guy did something wrong. Put him in the slammer. No rachmanis, Rabbi Zah. No rachmanis. Some of these cases, we know the case, even by Jewish people with the anti-Semitism. No rachmanis. They put him for who knows how long, for what? Jonathan Pollard sat for so the guy was half dead. He's getting but worried about the secrets he might give out. But he didn't say anything. He just said Israel is a friendly country. Oh, put him in the slammer. 75 years for that. Shem Yirai, they never saw what to understand. We just look at the act. That's it. But the Rebbeinu Shlom, they understand who the person really is. He might have stole. He might have done something wrong, but he's a yid. He's a holy neshama, and his godliness to him. Godless. If we treat him with a monk of godless, we take care of him, we take care of his family. That's Yiddish Dinim, Rabbi Sa. And there it's worth what it's taught with the Evid Ivri. At the beginning it was with the Evid Ivri, to teach you what the godless, and what Torah calls godliness. Is to understand that a person that steals, maybe there's something wrong. Maybe he needs help. Maybe he doesn't realize who he is. He doesn't really realize who he is. And our job is to build him up. He has to be punished. He has to be disciplined. But understanding of who the person is. What's an unbelievable word? Rav Shaima used to say it over. The Gemara says, "I'm sorry to you, Dalit." Torah to losa chesed v'soifa chesed. The Torah begins with chesed and ends with chesed. The end chesed is
that Hashem buried Moshe. The Yikvos of Bagoy. What's the first chesed of the Torah? So the Gemara say to you, Dalit. He made for them kosnos or vayasam kosnos vayabishem. Hashem made for them kosnos or vayabishem. He gave them Adam and Chava. In fact, the Reforshim, the Shaila, that's the first chesed of the Torah. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Adam and Chava, Adam in Gan Eden, he was created, put into Gan Eden. But you know what Gan Eden was, Rabbi Zayin? Papagayos! It says that the Malachim was sitting there, they were on the grill 24-7. Adam Mishu walked by, Gabriel, well done, I want it. Turn it up. I'll have a few steaks. Soy loy bosa. That's not the Gemara. That's dumb. Soy loy bosa. Michoel. A few spare ribs I can use now. Put it on. Get the skew. Michoel and Gabriel are there with their barbecue hats, sitting on the grill. Adam, what's next? What did you like now? 74-ounce steak. Get out the chainsaw from last week's schmooze. That Gan Eden, Rabbi said, the greatest hanor, the greatest pleasure, that's not chesed. He created Chava. So the Mefarshim of Al Degavart. Shreinberg used to say this over as a tell all the time. If we were sitting here in the room right now, Rabbi said, and we're sitting here and we're listening to the shmooze, and all of a sudden, Reb Chaim Kanievsky walked into the door, Rabbi said. Would you get up? Would you? Why? You didn't know my shmooze. What are you getting up for? No. You get up? Of course you get up. You see Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He walk into the room. He's, Reb Chaim's here. Everyone, what can we do, Reb Chaim? You lay out on the floor. I don't want you to step on the floor. Here's my body. Step on it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky's here in Dushinsky's. You mamas open up the doors. Reb Chaim, a drink. Can I get you a drink? Tell me, guys, come over with a drink. Guys, he's hot. They're fanning him with their hands. Pick up their hats. The new Yeshiva Shafan. They're fanning him. Anything you do. I can imagine the Chofetz Chaim. Everybody saw that famous photo. Who wasn't inspired? Everybody saw able to get that clip from the Chofetz Chaim walking. Everybody, you just saw it. You started to like feel. I remember by me, when I saw the Chofetz Chaim, you got chills. The Chofetz Chaim, there he is. You just saw how he walked, the Kiddush, he's got chills. Imagine the Chofetz Chaim came into the room now. He said, at first we'd be in awe, we wouldn't be able to move, we'd just start like shaking, but right after that, we take off your coat, we do anything. But let's say, Rabbi Said, somebody whose mom is a Ganov, Russia, walks into the room, Rabbi Said, it's spinning, getting out of here. Yelling at him, sugaring him, what do you do? But, of course, Adam HaRishon, Rabbi Yisai, after the chait of Eitz Hadas, Rabbi Yisai, can you imagine how Kadosh Baruch Hu should have looked upon him? I created a world, the whole world, the eight from the Eitz Hadas, Oynesh, Vitzar, all the tzaras, Rabbi Yisai, we have everything. The Eitz Hadas. He ate from the thing. I told one thing not to eat. He was over. You Russia Marusha. The first chesed of the Torah. Das Torah the chesed. Chesed of the Torah starts with the person that's taka, the Russia. The person that, we can't, we've done us to call it, but the person who did chet, the person who's lowly. Because we understand, the emes of chesed is understand who that person really is. And that's Toyridike chesed. And Toyridike mishpat says that even if the person stole, and he was oiv on a terrible avera, so oiv is a shomal arsina loy signoiv. Oiv is a shomal arsina loy signoiv. But maybe it's because he doesn't realize who he really is. I always say a vort, but it's an unbelievable vort. Something that this vort itself is kedai. I was told the Davids in the yesterday. Oizen Shoshama, we pierce the ear, Rabbi Yisai. of this person that stole. You pierce his ear. You take him to the door and you pierce his ear. Today some guys won't mind. But anyway, but you pierce his ear. Why? Oizen sheshoma arsinai lo signal. The oizen that heard on arsinai don't steal. And he went and he stole. Pierced the ear. Pliatsuma said, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is drasha. Pliatsuma to understand the drasha. Oizen sheshoma arsinai lo signal. The oizen that heard not to steal. The pliatsuma. If that's true, why don't we pierce his ear right away when he stole? Right away, he stole, they sold him to slavery, bring him to the door, turn the drill on, and pierce his ear. First kasha. Second kasha is a bigger kasha. Oizin sheshoma harsina lo signoi. Rabbi said, I don't know if you know, but if anybody here could tell me, what was when the Torah, when the, in the Seres Hadibros, it said lo signo. Does anybody know what it meant? It didn't mean to steal money. Not even to steal. They steal, you know, from the Shiva kitchen show on Friday night. Loisignoi means in the Teres Adibra something that you have misa for, Chazal bring it down. It means don't kidnap. So, what's my shvita for this guy who stole? The Teres is, we always say, is my Gavala the Gevor, I wanted to say. This guy did something wrong. Hashem said, treat him with the utmost respect. Realize who he really is. He made a mistake. He stole. 6 years come. He's supposed to learn the lesson. What's the lesson? You're not an Eved. You're not an Eved. You're a Ben Adam. You're a Chofshi. You're a free man who's supposed to serve the Yibonei Shem. That's your Adam. Not this guy, Mr. Bernstein. He's not your master, Sam Bernstein. He's a nice guy and a good lawyer. But he's not your Adam. But he comes after 6 years and he says, I'm with Uncle Sam. I'm staying with Uncle Sam. So we say to him, we pierce the ear and we say, you know, sometimes a person could kidnap somebody else. But sometimes a person could kidnap their own selves. They don't understand who they really are and they kidnap themselves. Ois in Sheshama, Hasina Eloi Signoiv. The oiz that heard don't kidnap, and he kidnapped himself and he said, I want to remain in Eved. Going into the slavery the first time was to teach him a lesson. He don't have to pierce the ear then. He wasn't a kidnapper yet. Only after 6 years, when he didn't learn the lesson of who he really is, he was treated with respect. He was made to understand that he's not really in Eved. You're a chashuv, a human being. I gave you my own pillow. And yet you want to remain in Eved, who you're not. Oh, you're a kidnapper. Oizen sheshoma harsina lo signoi. That oizen has to be pierced dafka now. Because the tachlis of the mishpatim is to teach a person who he really is. That we're godly like. We're great people, Rabbi Yisrael. We heard on Sinai lo signoi. We heard as a malachas koinim v'goy kodosh. We have mishpatim that teach a person that we're godly. Now this is the lesson of Boisai. The chizik that a person has to get from understanding the mishpatim, all the laws of damages, we have to look into them, Rabbi Yisrael, with a fine tooth and nail, fine eye, and to understand they're not stam codes, moral codes. Very nice, sure this, does that, aish, every din, Rabbi Yisrael, to go into the specifics and to understand that it's all for godly people, for great people, Rabbi Yisrael. Because if that is The tachlis is to get to that madriga. This week, Rabbi Yisrael, we have a couple of minutes. I just want to end. We lost in Klal Yisrael a yid. It was really last week, but so this week, Lovaya, a yid that Rabbi Yisrael that represented. That if one of his talmidim told me this nusach, Rabbi Yisrael. That if he knew for sure, because he can't see that the Rebbe Shlom was anything like Rav Belsky. That he knows that we're in great shape. Such a person that was so care, that was his nusach to me. If he knew 100% for sure, this is Chas Shalom, we know that, but he doesn't see it. We have to understand it without seeing it. But Belsky, he saw the goodness, the godliness, the understanding
and the love and the caring and the respect and the just I want to do and I understand that you're great and I want to take care of you no matter who you are, no matter what you are. The great people of us, they brought themselves up to Madrigas that they had this obvious strong understanding of every Yid, how great they are, the godliness of a Yid. Someone told I read about, someone printed for me an article, someone said a Hesped about what they wrote about him, that he was in the camp, in the camp, and there was a kid that was wheelchair bound. And the kid very much wanted to go on a hike with everybody else. He wanted to be like everybody else. So Belsky, the Godol Hador, I don't know if he was a Godol, maybe he was a big Talmud Chacham, maybe. He was a little bit younger. Carried this guy on his back for 5 hours. I fell off my chair when I read the story. Autumn, he was happy to be a strong person. He carried this wheelchair on his back that he should be able to enjoy the hike. Hashem, it's lo yumin. Even if he wasn't the gadol yet that he became, he was a giant of a Talmud Chacham at 25 years old. A giant. And he carried a wheelchair bound kid on his back for 5 hours that he should be able to enjoy the hike. Godliness. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. To understand, this is Ben Olam HaChaver by Asher Basi. Ben Olam HaChaver is not about, we understand much more the depths. By the Goyim, as long as you didn't murder him, you're okay. If I care, if you have a big room, and there's a guy sitting there, and you make the biggest fun of him, he's the greatest party ever. That party? That guy made Minsmeet, the Super Bowl party. No one even watched the halftime show. They were all making fun of this guy. Mamas put him in the ground. The guy walked out of there, red as a beet, white as a tuna fish, as milk, whatever you want to call white. He walked out of there. Mamas made fun of him. Everybody was cracking up. The best party ever was by. We made fun of him. Oh, come on, is that right? You made fun of him. What? Did I kill him? Yeah, something more toisus than soita. The guy comes over to you and says, "Shuzi, Mr. Yisachar Belchbaum, I want you to go into this room right now, and in front of those 10 people, I'm putting a gun to your head. I want you to embarrass that guy. I don't like that guy in the corner there. Go over and embarrass him publicly, or if not, you are not going to have any more brains anymore. I like to do. There's something going to go up your nostril in a few minutes. And it's not going to be so pleasant if you don't go and embarrass this in." So, Tosfos kama rishonim hold. Most rishonim hold. Yaharoig v'al yavor. You're not allowed to embarrass me. You have to give up your life. What? Because by us, that's ritzicha. Oh, come on. Take it easy. Come on. This is a little extreme here, this religion. You're just a little white, you got a little embarrassed. Yaharog v'al yavon. Yes, because we're so sensitive. And by us, that's killing somebody. Because we're a nation that understands the depths. We understand that when you give, even you murder the guy's covered, you killed him. You took away his essence. Because we understand the kavod, the godless of a ben adam. And when you marry that person, it's a whole different world. Okay, they have laws, we have laws. The United States, judicial system, zero, compared to zero. Chil Hashem. It's a different whole world. The Mesanhedrin's by the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yisrael. And there's a Muyad Galiman, first of all, that because it's such chizik. We're a different nation. We're a Mamlechas Kohen, and we should walk around feeling our godliness. But at the same time, it's a tremendous responsibility. In our relationships with our friends, in our relationships with our wives, with our family, it's a different law system, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a Sinai. It's a Moshe Kibbol Torah Mi Sinai, and our Ben Olam Lachamim, our midos have to be Sinai Dekamidos. our relationship bin Alam Lachaveiroi, Hilcha Shechenim, Hilcha Sinai. And if we understand that, Rabbi Yisrael, if we work on it, Rabbi Yisrael, we could be that person that the world says, they look upon us and say, Ashrei Yolaratoi, Ashrei, that person's Rebbe, Ashrei, to praise the person, to see, Bohafto, as the Gemara says in Yuma, people see, that's a Yid. That's a Yid. He represents the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You see how he interacts, how careful he is, not to damage, not to hurt. Tosfos says in Baba Kama, but more than a person should damage, they shouldn't be damaged. Should damage, you shouldn't damage someone else. That's what we have to look on. Careful, not to hurt, not to damage, not to cause any pain, sorrow. We're so careful because we're this Mamlech is going to be going to others. Rabbi Yisrael, we're Sinai to Kiyidin. Shmizoychav Eiza Hashem Yisbarach. Understand the lesson. Ve'ela Hamishpatim Ma'elu MiSinai Af'elu MiSinai. Bizuch be'ezah Hashem to be the mamlechas koyin v'gei kodosh. The world looks upon Ru'u Bria Zusha Barasi, Ru'u these great people that we see. Bizuch be'ezah Hashem that the whole world should look upon us with that greatness. We should bring kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam. B'zchuzeh Hashem should bring out and show the whole world Umas Ha'olam the greatness of us.